You're listening to GPB Savannah. I'm Emily Jones, and joining me now for a look ahead at the weekend is Joshua Peacock, the editor of Due Savannah from the Savannah Morning News. Hey, Josh.
Hey, good morning, Emily. How are you?
I'm great. And it's a busy weekend starting, of course, it's the first Friday of the month.
First Friday of the month, that means Sterling District will be holding their usual first Friday events. Sulphur Studios has got a lot going on. They're bringing back the street fair, which is always a good time. There's going to be vendors out there, food truck. And then inside Sulphur, they got a couple exhibits that were, I think they're closing. So it'd be kind of the last chance to check those out. So always a good time over at Sulphur Studios on first Friday.
And there's also some fashion this Friday.
Yeah. House of Strut is doing this really cool thing. This is their third annual kids fashion boot camp. And on Saturday, they're going to do the runway show, which is sort of the finale to the boot camp. It's really cool. It's a part of like House of Strut's to sort of pay it forward process. Like they're teaching a younger generation on how like all the ins and outs about fashion. So it's a really cool event.
Yeah. Then over at the Jepson Center, it's Free Family Day, and it's a big celebration this Saturday.
It is indeed. Yeah. So this is going to be the first of several Juneteenth events happening around Savannah throughout the month. Until fair, this is their 12th annual Juneteenth observation. So they have a free family day filled with storytelling and demonstrations that highlight the African-American culture history here in the Coastal Georgia region, especially Gullah Geechee culture, of course.
Yeah, and we've got some more cool stuff happening in the Starland area as well on Saturday.
Yeah, so the DeSoto Street Market, this is similar to like the street fair. There's just a bunch of vendors come out on the street and set up. This really highlights a lot of our small local businesses. Again, there'll be a food truck out there. Two Tides Brewing is co-hosting this with Forrest and Finn. Should be a pretty cool time. I always encourage people to go like browse through there and see who's making what and selling what in Savannah these days.
And we've got music Saturday night.
Yeah, Saturday night. So Pacifier, who is a reggae rock band that was born here in Savannah years ago by two Skag kids. None of them live here anymore. But they always come back and do shows here. And they're doing a special show with Zach Deputy, who's also a pretty big name, who's from Savannah. And they'll be playing Elon Savannah, the club Elon, Saturday night. So that should be a lot of fun.
This weekend is also a big one for nerds and fans of all things comic book.
Yeah, this is pretty cool. So the Savannah Mega Comic Con is taking over the Savannah Convention Center for Saturday and Sunday. There's going to be a ton of stuff going on. Of course, it's a big Comic Con, so there'll be comic books and vendors. There's going to be some wrestling stars there as well, and lots of meets and greets, probably some panels, you know, the usual Comic Con stuff. So if that's your thing, you need to check that out this weekend. That'll be really cool.
And then finally, it seems like there's always different sorts of activities you can do for a cause in Savannah. And this weekend, it's tattoos for a cause.
Yeah, this is a really, really awesome event. This is actually my tattoo shop. So I'm pretty proud and kind of just plugging them, partly because of that, I guess. I don't know. Riverside Tattoo Parlor is great. They are going to be participating on Sunday in a global annual fundraising event called Still Not Asking For It. So tattoo shops come together to host flash events in unison. All the proceeds go to organizations working towards rape recovery, prevention, and justice for sexual assault survivors. So it's a pretty cool deal. Basically, you go in on Sunday, you get a flash tattoo, and then the proceeds from that tattoo, what you pay for that tattoo, go to End the Backlog, which is an organization fighting to process all the rape kits stuck on backlog here in the state of Georgia. So you get a tattoo, and you get to donate your money to a good cause. So that's a pretty cool event.
Well, Joshua Peacock of Due Savannah, thanks so much for joining me.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
And have a great weekend.
Yeah, you as well.